Okay, we left off last time yesterday with the halachas of the Zman of Hadlakas HaNeiros of Chanukah. Yesterday, they long as you should actually. I'm just going to tell you today.
Good morning.
No, you missed.
I was waiting for the Shiva's here. I know, but that was 5 to 1
when
we started
at
12:30.
I didn't
know. Okay, but I'm expecting the Shiva to walk in any minute.
So if you have two things. Oh.
At the same time.
Okay, Rabbi Yitzchak.
To straighten the table.
That was just that gets us to show. Okay, Rabbi Yitzchak. Okay, so yesterday we said the Zman of Hadlakas HaNeiros of Chanukah is a shayla when it says in the Gemara, Mishatishka. What does he mean? Does he mean Shkia Mamish? Does he mean Seis Mamish? So we brought already Machlokes in the Rishonim. Machlokes in the Rishonim. How we pass in the Masa, the minig of Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh, and Mizorik with the sheet of the Gro was exactly by Shkia, that's when we light, and that was the Masa, how Rav Scheinberg does it, the Masa, and that the Chuyra is how the Rosh Hashiva Shkita also paskins, the Gabe lighting, we do by Shkia. And I said, about if a person is a minig from his house, Chassidish Yi, to Eichel Tseitz, or to Rabbi Natav, because a Babi can be saved on that. Or if a person comes with absolutely no minig with Chal, then he would go with Shkia, as though it be the Rav Scheinberg and Zobi de Gros. Now, the latest time to light, we said, this is where we left off.
That's 3 in the morning.
Is Aj Shetichah Min HaMinashuk, Rega Minashuk. What does that mean? The Gemara says, in those days they closed up shop, the Neder, they closed up shop, everybody went home, the Neder is no presuming this after that, so as long as it's about half an hour in those days. We said already yesterday, the Bistarov, we said, lived in the Karakosh across the street from the theater, and the theater over there, the last show in the theater was 12:30, he made sure to have the candles lit until 12:30 in the morning to make sure everybody saw. Now, Rav Moshe Sternbach, yeah?
Well, if you live in Vegas or Times Square, Manhattan, and where life is up.
Oh. So the mindset.
The electric menorah.
Anyway, moving swiftly upon
this shit, guys.
This is giving the sheep the best kind of sight, nobody says, so be careful, yeah?
Vegas is out there, and so is Times
Square. Nobody is coming with a dinner in America, this is going with a dinner. Okay, I'll leave that.
It's all collective.
Now, the mice are about to storm up diners. Most of the shops closed around 7:30. But maybe that's the end of this man. Again, the Biskurav of the Chumra, that you're going to go all the way until people are up. But the most of the minig does not seem to be with the Biskurav. Again, we'll see a lot of Biskur Chumras today. Oh, but somebody told me from Brisk that they're not Machmeh. Brisk, they hold that that's the Alocha. They're not even a Chumra Bechlal. We're not being Machmeh.
No,
it's the Alocha.
Why do you find out
10 like the Shuk closes? And I'm not being there. It's 7 o'clock. A person puts in there's a glass that he had, it lasts an hour or two. He said,
what if you are in a hotel and you're living on a plane?
Oh, we're going to get to that.
Put my shirt,
left it. Okay, Rabbi Sai. Now, what is the latest time to light? Very, very nugget. A person goes out to a Hanukkah party and he comes back very, very late. Right? Mama Shakumzat's over there.
Light
with the guitar. With some good food. Beis Hashem, we're hoping. Beis Hashem for the Oyam. He comes back 4 in the morning. Can you light 4 in the morning? The Mishnah Berurah said there must be people awake. Knock on a couple of doors, stop the poker game, and call all the guys to come and listen.
Now we don't know their names. Make that travel one time.
Ask them before, and you assume that hopefully they want to help you out for the mitzvah. I was wondering.
Rabbi, 3:30 in the morning, I went to pick up Trevor's brother-in-law. Does he had the whole thing, and 4:30 in the morning,
he's lit. What time is Halloween today?
Look at the calendar. I don't remember
Halloween. It's not so early actually. It's quite late. It's quite late. I'm saying, I don't know when I get up. It's dark, but I'm saying it must be after
it's
that.
Still dark.
Yeah. Vada.
Are we getting up at 18?
4:43, Halais.
What? 4:43, Rabbi said. It's much late, Rabbi. That's like oversleeping. Right there. Let's go weiter. Let's go weiter. Okay, Rabbi said. Let's continue. Now, once the Zman arrives for lighting candles, which Lemaisa is be'erek a half an hour before Shkia. Shkia, let's say, is 4:45. Let's say around 4:15. There is an Isra, Rabbi said, brought down the Shulchan Aruch of doing any malacha. It's Asa. That means no business deals, Rabbi said. No business deals. No haircuts. No shaving. A half an hour before the Zman about Loka, it's Asa. Zut the Gemara, Lama? Because we are worried that a person will come along and get so involved in the business deal, and the matter is Asa. So they also can ask him, what about a shower? I don't want to have a shower. Somebody asked me this morning, can you go to the mikveh? So I'm about to go to the mikveh before that lot of beautiful Abu Lamaisa. Right, Hanukkah,
Rabbi said. Mom, if you work in 9 till 6, show.
There's a mashwachet. Chutzos, we'll get to chutzos another time. That's mashwachet. Abu Lamaisa, it's us even to learn. I don't know if you can say this in public. What?
When?
Half an hour before the Zman, no. At the Zman time comes, so you have to be careful about learning.
Ah, twice a year, often. That's because I'm an
Now, once the candles are lit, do you have, Mr. Fletcher, once the candles are lit, do you have to stay by the candles or not? Half an hour. Mekhaim says you're supposed to stay by the candles for a half an hour. Shlomo Zalman says it's a lovely thing to do, but you're not mechuyav. And I remember Rabbi Isai, I went to ask this question to Rabbi Scheinberg Shlita, because for me it was very negair, because after that lock of the neighbors, what are you going to do? You go back to Beis Medrash and you learn. So then I said, I asked Rabbi Scheinberg, what am I have to go straight back to Beis Medrash? I said, I half an hour, back to, why do you go back to Beis Medrash?
No,
you
must argue this way.
But that's,
you must argue.
I used to sit next to a kubel from Meishorim. He told me his wife stares at the candles for a halva shot. And there is a lot of kind of shame. By the Rebbe's forget, it's not afterwards, it's the preparation of the Hadlokah. The Rebbe's mamas, you should know, by the way, it's been in Soskal Bins, that the Fenainikal, it's been in Soskal Bins down at the Vaisa. Now we know the Gemara and Brachas. Rebbe's the only one who knows the Gemara and Brachas. The Gemara and Brachas state the Furish. That we know that the Shechina can never come down less than?
On
Chanukah, On Chanukah it can. That on Chanukah, you have an opportunity of reaching the Rabbeinu Shalom that the whole year you can't get. Why? A Bikabola of Dini Rakhim of Rabbeinu comes down and gives you Siyata Nishmaya that the entire year, Mr. Fletcher. You can stag the whole year on Chanukah and get a special Siyata Nishmaya the whole year you won't get. You can stag the whole year, you won't get the same Nishmaya as 8 days of Rabbeinu. It's an unbelievable thing of Rabbeinu. I have to tell you a Maisa by me. I was Zoich HaBaruch Hashem, I wrote a Kashrus book. With Baruch Hashem, we sold thousands of copies all over the world. And I'm telling you now, where did it stem from? Chanukah. I started on Chanukah. Straight after Hadlokah Sanerus, when I was married, I started the Maisa straight after Hadlokah. I went straight to Beis Medrash, and I was busy Isaac in the Indian writing the book over there. And I believe that the Shmai that I got from learning over there, Chanukah, after this month of Hadlokah, Baruch Hashem was Zoich to write, that I was Baruch Hashem Zoich to write a very Choshev book that Baruch Hashem people use. Now, the Maisa, that's the stem. What's that? I did not sit in Mr. Netanyahu. I did not.
What?
What's wrong with that? I think it's a dumb. Now we know that halacha, there's two halachas very important over here. Before we start the real halachas, I wanted to get to today, and that's the mokum of unlocking Tiferes Chaim. Where's every morning going to light? Right now, the Maaseh says there is no place. We'll see. Now the Maaseh, you have to know one thing. The halacha is that if one candle goes out, or you want to light one from the other, we paskin according. Everyone here, I think, is Ashkenazim. Then maybe you're not allowed to light there and there. Also, gobble. I feel like they match. Smart of a bit more mekul. Of Ashkenazim, hold you, not allowed to go from candle to candle. Who are these rabbis there? They can always say, Chavsa, Ein, Zokoklo. What does that mean? That if one goes out, you have no chiyah to relight it, right? Okay. That is a nice thing to do. You see, Erev Shabbos what to do. Of a Be'ezim and Aftu. Rabbi Zai, the B'nai Yisaskha. In Chanukah, it's more Mishem Yuchav in this. Zook the B'nai Yisaskha, Mayadik Yisai, the B'nai Yisaskha. What does it show over here by Chanukah? When you light the candle, that's it. You're finished. Eye goes out. So what? That's not my problem. What's up, Chai? He says, beautiful. He says, it's not like other avoiders. You have all these craftsmen and workers, all these zachon. If they do something, very nice. They did their shtablis. Or if they don't finish the job, it's not good. A guy comes to your house. He says, listen, I need to paint my whole house. Okay, I only have about paint for one room. Get out of here. I'll get somebody else. It doesn't work, right? With all the umas ha'olam, if you don't finish the job, you'll be stagunished. Over here, for example, right? Over here, something they say, Hanukkah is not like that. Hanukkah is a din in the shtablis. When a person tries to do something, a film it doesn't succeed. He lit the candle, or it didn't go right up. That's not my problem. That, the maisim, was the nays of Hanukkah, was the nays of Hanukkah. They did the shtablis. They lit one candle. They lit one night. Vaita. Like everybody knows, the famous maisim. With the teachers, and the teacher told all the kids, do me a favor, everybody's going to go up to the 100th floor, right? You remember this? 100th floor. One guy says, 100th floor is what? You crazy? I'm not even going to try. I'm going to stay in the bottom. Another guy says, no, I'll try. He makes up to 20. Another guy makes up to 100. He says, how do you get to 100? Double budget, right? He went up to 24. Right? Then he said, you know what? I finished. I can't do any more. I could do one more. See, well, one more was a lift, an elevator, and went all the way up to the top to number one. And when I gave this shit last year in Tiferes Chaim, a Chashim Abach, who's not sitting here right now, the Maaseh told me he was once, cycling in the Dead Sea, through the Dead Sea, back in the Dead Sea, right there. And he was mummish up the hill over there on his bike, and he was going and pounding. He said, I can't do it anymore. He said, I can't do it anymore, Maaseh. I can't go weiter. He called his friend. He called his friend over his head, and he brings it just a little bit more. And then he gets that little down, all the way downhill. Baruch Hashem, he made it, and here he is today. Baruch Hashem, tell the tale. Of the Maaseh, you have to know over his head. Hanukkah is a Zav Choshev Atai. We'll speak more about it. Of a Hanukkah is a Zman that you don't get the whole year. Go again, Maaseh, over his head. Okay, we now start the big sugya. The boy said this is a big sugya. We can hear a lot of machlokesim, and we can hear a lot of chidushim. At least for those that weren't here last year. In the time of Chazal, we know that Lemaisa Be'etzim Gzeira of lighting candles was in order to light outside. Right? This is Lecha. That was the Gemara. You light outside, right? So machlokesim do we shine him? Do you light al Pesach Beisai or the Chotzer of the Beisai? Right, but like it's Rashi Tosfos, you go back to the actual Chotzer that they used to surround the houses, you light over there, or no, you light when the Pesach when it comes out of your house. And that we'll see later on, it's the Trenis Machlokes in the Rishonim, and also in the Haidah Gepreiskim with what to do Lemaisa. I'll give you an example. Let's say over here, this was the Dira. So here I have a door over here. Do I light in this door over here, or do I light over there where the glass bricks are, and that's the Pesach of the Chotzer? So now we'll have to speak about it, Be'etzim. Oh, but we know that the Ikik Zeru was made on Chanukah was to light outside. Remember this, very important. Zundi Gimora, Bishas HaSakona, it came a law of Emetzias, that there was some kind of Sakona. Let's see what Sakona is. Of Zundi Gimora, because of the Sakona, what do people do? They light inside. And that's the Gimora in the Maisa. Now, in the Gedolim in Eretz Yisrael, for example, the Biskorov, Rabbi Yashuv, the Chazinish, Osnidbru, the Hartzvi, they all say that 100% the minigun air is to light outside, not inside. And when maybe they pass in, if a person lights inside, you're not yoyt to the mitzvah. Because the mitzvah was be'etzem, which was to go outside. It happened to be in those days, b'shas ha'sakona, they had to light inside. And what was shas ha'sakona? And the Maaseh, again, those boys came home, like Rabbi Lashon, the Chazanish, the Biskarov, they pass in anybody that lights inside, it's ki'ilu, he puts filin on his ear. It's exactly the same thing, mind of Gemina, you know, you're into the mitzvah, bachal levatol. Right? That's what they pass.
Go out.
Huh? Okay. What else we'll get to? We're going to get to the Shaitas. Now, what does it mean, Shaitas HaKon? Is it Negev? And I want to explain very clearly. Because in Chutzlars, everybody knows that inside. We have to explain. Where did this come from? Where is the Makar HaMinig of people in Chutzlars lying inside? We lie outside. So what does it mean? Somebody will nick it. Let's see if this fits into the Gemara. It's coming only in good order. Mr. Blanchard, so what was the sakona that the Gemara said was such a sakona that we have to now write inside? So Zug Rashi, Pshat in the Gemara over there in Shabbos, that said what the Persians made a law. What was the law? The law was, if you light a candle, we are going to steal this candle and light it in the Avodah Zorah place. Right? I saw Zug Rashi, Zug the Meiri. What are you talking about? You can light it inside now. It doesn't sound Zug the Meiri. Why not? Because they had these guys going inside the houses, checking out who's going to light. And really, they'll just nick it from inside the house. Oh, but Zug Toysus over there, what are you talking about, Zug Toysus? The Pshat is no. If you light it on the table, people will think of doing the other light.
Can't light it.
What?
Smells really smell.
How does it smell right there?
Serious? Ugly the kach. Hey, that smell is not ugly kach. Then also give an excuse to leave. You don't need to
leave.
Okay, let's say. Let's continue. Okay, I'm right. There is a very chosav sefer. This is a very big nekuda. There is a very chosav sefer called the Devar Yehoshua. The Devar Yehoshua was written by Rabbi Yeshua Machanech Eisenberg. Lays exactly the nomen over there. 1904 he lived. That's when he was born. He lived in my son Tel Aviv. It's a big place. He says like this, Rabbi said, listen to this very, very carefully. Rabbi said, Ma'aseh Shehoya. He said, I traveled once to Jerusalem on Hanukkah, and I saw the most extraordinary thing. What did I see? I walked past people's houses, and I saw these little glass boxes, and I saw a menorah inside. And I saw that people were lighting Hanukkah candles outside. And I said, you are all mad, because none of you are being yotzei to the mitzvah, you're all saying the Baruch Hanukkah Torah, and you're all wrong. That's why he writes about Yeshua. What's the pshat? Oh, very good, Kasha. What's the pshat?
I like this guy.
I don't think it's not that awesome to learn Torah, though.
No, just...
No, it's not awesome.
We'll move the bench.
No, it's just... What's the pshat? What's the pshat? Yoni, you ask the Kasha, what's the pshat in this guy? Yeah. Well, I can raise his thing. You're raising it. But Rabbi Yassi was making him a whole lot of...
I like him.
He's a daft shabby, like I said. He might actually bring raised from Gomorrah's all of the shats. Rabbi, I'll bring you a rai. I'll bring you one of the rais, he says. Rabbi, he says like this. Zeus Chazal was to light outside. Came along the sakona and said, no, don't light outside, light inside. Mimela, once the sakona came along and say light inside, we keep the mitzvah inside and it's no longer outside. And I'll bring you a rai. Anybody hear about Sakhus Rosh Hashanah? The Gemara says, SM, we should really blow the shofar. We'll get to a machlokes. This is a wild world war, this halacha. Because this sefer came out, the oil was mad over this sefer. This is this riot. He says, I have a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah like me. What's the Gemara? We know. Zvizi Magdim on the mitzvah. What's Zvizi Magdim on the mitzvah?
Run to do the mitzvah.
Right away. Comes Rosh Hashanah. When do we blow the shofar? You know that. When do we blow the shofar for Rosh Hashanah? Hey, master. No, because it used to be there were guys that were coming around to kill us, and if they would hear the shofar, they would kill us. So we made it by Moshe. By both sides, threatened by Yeshua, I don't understand. Nowadays, is there somebody coming to kill you? There's nobody coming to kill you. So, man, so why is it chat that Yeshua is not the Rosh Hashanah?
Yes,
come on. Oh, threatened by Yeshua, the Gemara says that it's in the Shubi outside. And so, besides, the psychologist makes it inside. Nowadays, you learn a psychologist, as you're also be inside, many Hippaskins, anybody that makes a menorah outside, it's a brocha or a batola. And you're not used to it, it's a Hanukkah.
Same way,
you might as well just eat 16 donuts.
Wow.
And there is a tshuva that he writes in Kovitz Tshuvas. And he writes, I saw the very nice sefer called Dvar Yehoshua and Baal. He says, but it's about Rabbi Goyim. Something Rabbi Yashu calls Rabbi Goyim, not Stam. And he says like this, I saw what you wrote, you're totally wrong, and I decided I'm not going to write to you, because there's no point. Oh, but then I decided, you know what, I'm going to write you a tshuva, maybe you'll go over the sugya again, you'll come out that you're making a big mistake, and what must I make sure you're going to get the wrong, maybe it's tshuvas. Tshuvas of all the Rabbi Yashu. I'll show it to you. I should maybe I'll try to photocopy if you need it. There's people like that, that they don't care to be chiluk in the whole world. I hold it's right, I don't care what everyone else says.
Like me.
It's a bit of a problem.
I get that.
I'm Marcus McCullough. That's not to realize, it's not the God of the Lord. Nothing about it, everybody say. So we have to finish one thing. What is the pshat why in Chutz Laaretz, or even over here, people like inside? You see people like the installs, what's the answer, what's the pshat? So the answer was a lot of pshatim over here, everybody say. There's a lot of pshatim. Pshat number one, they have an itur. Rabbi said, this will be showing him. The Itzu says, Kivin Shenogu Nogu. Once the clients will Nogu to inside, the Seder will keep it inside. There's another sheet to also Rabbi Yeruhu that says, Sakona doesn't mean a real danger. What does Sakona mean? He says, he means, like Rabbi Brown said, they will steal your menorah. You'll get a Nezek. Rabbi says, somebody last night called me and told me this exact night happened in, someplace in America, somewhere like real hick town, they can't remember the number right now.
New York.
Wasn't quite New York. Oh, but America, I don't know where it was. No, it was like winning out over Bama. Brick into the window because of that. Zugma Beni Yeruchim. Mission. Because of that, that's one of the reasons that people lie on the table, right? We'll see about the hell, the sheet of the chassidim.
And even now, he's a Christmas.
Oh, you lie opposite the
mezuzah.
True.
You
lie opposite the
wrong thing. They have a speech,
right there. No, it doesn't matter.
No, they have
windows.
Yeah. They have
menorahs.
Yeah,
outside. Rabbi, we're finishing this.
Outside.
Rabbi, it's like, something about Diskin. The Maral Diskin says the reason why. Oh, beautiful. You have to follow this. Zut the Maral Diskin. The reason why people liked inside and not outside is because right now there's no sakana. But we found that there could be a sakana. It could eventually come to sakana. Maybe that's why we do it. Rabbi say, Chavah Maisa Shehoya in Eretz Yisrael. There was a Mokim in Eretz Yisrael that was not from a Yidin, and somebody moved in there, from Yid, moved into this apartment building, and the Maisa, they lit the Chanukah candles over there, like a Hasidic Yid, by the hallway to the stairs. They got taken to court for a lot of money because the neighbors were complaining, saying that we're probably going to die for the amount of smoke that these candles were there. I don't know if these people exaggerate over there. And they tell me that about it, we're going to die from such a thing. Then they took them to court. This is the pshat. Because it could be at any time there's going to be a sakana. That's why we're inside. The rest of it will continue tomorrow with all of us.